Studio of Ethnic Films. I'll never give up my throat singing, and I'm always singing. And I'll never give up my lasso with which I drive herds. No matter where people come from, I will surprise them. I'll sing them Karga and Sigir. Homei means throat singing. It's not easy to teach children Homei, this ancient, unique Tuvan art of two-voiced solo singing. But to Andar Kangar Ul, lessons to beginners bring no less joy than his own performances on stage. There's a legend that in times immemorial, there was an orphan who lived in solitude for 3 years at the foot of a rock, which responded to voices in the nearby valley with a polyphonetic echo. He listened to these sounds for a long time, and once he began to sing himself, imitating the droning of wind in rocks. People heard his singing and called it Homei. The upper reaches of the Kemetch River. This region has been famous for its throat singing masters since long ago. These banks remember many legends and stories about great singers, simple herdsmen, or Arats. Ime is the native village of Andar Kangar Ul and his teacher, Maxim Takpai Shan Ulrich, the people's Homei singer of Tuva. Maxim Takpai likes to recall his participation in the 6th World Youth Festival in 1957 in Moscow, where he was awarded a gold medal for singing Homei. It was for the first time that the world saw and heard Tuvai's throat singers. It was so hard to believe that the jury began to look for some special instrument in Maxim Takpai's throat. They made him eat and drink. And then they examined his mouth again. They could not believe it.
Өмөс өттөн бол жамдуустар болсом чүгөт чүгөт тавалар күйсөттүр болгон жол жылы чүзүндөл
And yet, why is it that only Tuvei people sing Homei? No one else can. What is the reason? Kangar Dol asks his teacher. Maxim Takpei answers that this may be explained historically. The Tuvei people have been hunters, shepherds, and herdsmen since ancient times, and they can perform throat singing in different styles, Homei, Kargra, Sugit, virtually since birth. Why so? Nature has given this gift. Tuvei is the center of Asia. Here lived ancient Turks, Ugars, Uruk-hai people. Genghis Khan's hordes passed these places. People say that as early as at that time, ancient nomads and warriors knew throat singing. Centuries passed by. Tribes spread over all the world. But it is in Tuvei that throat singing not only preserved ancient traditions, but achieved the highest degree of development and perfection. This old song is sung by Dorjak Sendan Dol Dartulovic from the Ulg Khem district. Prologate at the beginning, then proceed to the words of the song. Ondar Kongar Ul instructs his pupil. The technique of two-voice solo singing is very complicated and unusual. The performer has to sing in two voices at the same time. One in the lower register, while the other, the one carrying the tune, in the higher register. It requires talent, which shows itself at a young age as a rule. But there has always been many such gifted children in Tuvei. Since ancient times, the Tuvei people have liked to imitate the sounds of nature. The sound of wind, the murmur of mountain streams, the voices of animals and birds from which various styles of throat singing were born. Mangush Darishpan Sidivich sings in the Siget style. Siget first appeared as an imitation of bird singing. It is also the style of lullabies, which were sung in Tuvei, usually by men. Maxim Takpai names the following styles of throat singing: Homei, Siget, Etsengigler, Kargra, and Borbonadir, each of which exists in three varieties. From the snow-covered peaks of the Sayun Mountains to the upper reaches of the Yensai River, from the Tatshai Lakes to the steppes and deserts of the south, in every corner of this austere and beautiful region, you can hear a human voice producing unusual and unique sounds. Now listen to a mountain, Kargra, performed by Kulear Paltu Kunanovich from the Pai Shem district. Geographic contrasts within so small a territory as Tuval, from forests to deserts, with its variety of animal and plant world, where reindeers to be seen side by side with camels, create a peculiar sound element which is not so easy to orientate oneself in. For centuries, the dwellers of this region have been developing special gifts of hearing perception, ability to distinguish between finest shades of consonances and voices. There is an ancient legend that the original style of Kargra appeared among camel breeders as an imitation of the camel cow's voice. If her calf dies, she gallops, producing sounds very much like those heard in the Kargra singing. Karl Fidor Ingeltovich from the Kiskem district sings Stepe Kargra. Whether or not it comes off, I will sing you my aid. Singular, Marjamal Andar Uchurovich sings for us. A singular is the style of a rider singing to a beat of his stirrups as the horse is ambling along. Maxim Takpai tells us that in the past, herdsmen and hunters mastered Home first being mounted on a horse, following the rhythm of its walk. Only then did they try to sing it while on the ground. It may be that the secret of Home is just the people's wish to speak with nature in its language, a vital need to communicate with nature and all the living things. Mongoose Sudakai Shulai Uglai sings a shaman's song. Oh, universe, sky and stars, my voice will reach you too. My demons and spirits, get ready for a long road. Let's bow before all the spirits of the heavens and earth. We'll have to go across 7 mountain ridges and 7 rivers and 6 obstacles. O universe, accept me. I am flying. As a rule, the lyrics are traditional, but often the singers compose them themselves. Listen to this song in the Home style. Starting off from the edge of the earth, we'll fly to visit God. Even if God is not there and we do not see the gods, we'll see the space. We'll come back, but from the height. We'll see the beauty of the native land, oh my land, a pearl in the universe. song was recently composed by Andar Viktor Idilovich, a simple herdsman from the Pai Shem district. Ensemble Samoya from the Sut Kol district sings a song about love, about the beauty of a girl with a black plate who is waiting for her sweetheart, a hunter. Bonadur style first appeared as an imitation of the sound of rolling river waves. Comes off, I will sing Borbanadur. When a merry girl is flirting with me, the morning mist clears. Sings Orzak Kunashtar Ul Surun Ulelovich, a herdsman from the settlement of Aldan Madur, the Sut Kol district. He is a people's home singer of Tuva, master in all the styles of throat singing. He has passed his skills to many pupils. Now you hear his son, Victor, singing. I will not give up my homemade. I will wrap it up in a piece of leather. I will hide it, and I'll take it with me.
Если раньше исполнение хомея было присуще только мужчинам, то в последнее время и девушки начинают осваивать хомей и сочинять свои песни. Вот как поет Урана, юная дочь Оржака Хуннаштарола. Черемухи белый цвет собирает для меня моя мама. Черемухи белый цвет собирает для меня моя мама. косу мою вплетает цветы моя мама. Ни один праздник в Туве не обходится без хуреша, традиционного состязания борцов. Но ни один хуреш не обходится без хамея. Я спою вам свой тангалдай, свой напев. Хоть я постарел, посидел, вспомню свою молодость. Поет Туммат караул Хуракпан Олевич. На большом празднике народа я пою и радуюсь. Хоть я старый и седой бедняга, но спою вам свой цыгыт и хамей. Мастера горлового пения — это не артисты, а простые чабаны, табунщики, охотники. Но в последнее время все чаще приходится им выходить на сцену, а сцена требует высокого искусства. Необходимо хорошо владеть инструментом, чтобы не отвлекаться во время пения. Наставляет своих учеников Андар Кангаров, готовясь с ними к выступлению. Звучит песня «Саяны». Поет Шалпан, ученик Андара Кангарова. Я вам спою свое каргра, которое подобно мощному ветру. Я вам спою сыгыт, он похож на дуновение ветерка. В июле 1992 года в столице Тувы, городе Кызыле, состоялся первый международный симпозиум по хамею. Этот некогда неизвестный миру жанр пения вызвал интерес у ученых из многих стран. Симпозиум открывал президент Республики Тува Ооржак Шеригол Дежезикович.
Дорогие друзья, посланцы Москвы, Башкортостана, Прятии, Горного Алтая, Хакасии, Красноярска, Иркутска, уважаемые зарубежные гости, дорогие наши земляки, кюмежлер, музыковеды, фольклористы, ученые, я рад приветствовать участников первого международного симпозиума «Хюмей-92» на нашей древней земле Тувы. У каждого народа есть свое седьмое чудо света. Мы, тувинцы, считаем таким чудом «Хюмей» искусство уникальное, в то же время подлинно народное, рожденное мироощущением Марата, гармония его внутреннего мира с неповторимой природой Тывы, укладом и жизнью кочевника.
Я сын Тувинки, и поэтому я люблю петь. Все, что скопилось у меня в душе, я передам через хамей. Поет Андар Кангарол Борисович. Снежные вершины высоких гор наблюдают за моей родиной. В юрте своей моя мама. О чем она думает? О чем она переживает? На скаку мой гнедой сказал, твоя мама ждет тебя в нетерпении. И рождается мой сыгыт, каргра и хамей, в слиянии с упряжью моего гнедова. Я не устану петь хамей. Я не устану воспевать родную землю.